So this is new, you know, when we usually sit in the studio, in our studios, in the IBM studios in Thar, there is our sound engineer friends who give us a clap to signify that we're supposed to start recording the episode. But considering the three of us, that is Apreya, Shivram and I, are sitting at home and have been doing the past couple of Football Shootball episodes, is a beautiful voice that comes through. Recording has begun. Now, you know, that voice, whose voice is that? Siri's? No.
That's Cooper's voice.
That's Cooper's voice. No, Cooper only barks. Cooper, by the way, is Shivram's dog, for those of y'all who don't know. I'm sure most of y'all follow him on Instagram, so follow Cooper, not Shivram, on Instagram. So I think all of y'all are aware who Cooper is. But it's very nice to start that way with a nice, pleasant voice, especially when three boys are sitting and talking about football on a podcast, which, by the way, for everyone sitting at home, we have been advised not to do. Because now the new thing is to tell three or four boys not to start a podcast. The world doesn't need one more. But we've been here a lot. We're on episode number 33. Unfortunately, we're sitting at home for yet another week. But there are bigger things at play. And yeah, we're here for our entertainment. So let's get to it.
Karthik, you wanted a clap at 5 o'clock today in the evening. A lot of people kickstarted our episode.
No, yeah. We should have maybe started recording then. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't have been able to hear us, but
putting the pan in the pandemic.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
We could also like make an audio clip of the clap and the pans and everything and use it after the episode.
Yeah, true. So sound engineer Ratnavel, if you're listening into this recording, make sure you take some clap images from, not images, audio from Twitter. There are plenty of them.
What do you mean if he's listening to? He has to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one who will listen to this, at least if nobody else does.
No, I think you keep underestimating us. Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of people even during this week who have literally come out and I think thanked us for staying online and for bringing this out for 30 minutes week on week. And yeah, we're extremely happy and glad to do it. Earlier, at least, we had to take time from our schedule to come to the studios. Now we just get to sit at home, switch on a recording device, and yeah, shoot. I think if anybody's listening in, you don't need to go to studios anymore for podcasts. You know, you just sit where you are, and I think it will all get done.
I don't really want to agree to that. It's just a nice thing when you go to a recording studio.
Hold on. But Sapre, you're the guy, Shivram. He's the one who comes 30 minutes late. And now he doesn't want to agree to sit at home and record. Like, that's not right. No, you and I have been having to wait in the studios. Yeah.
That's true. No, that's true. No, but Sapre, you know, always wants to be holier than thou. So like, this is basically, I think he's telling Kavita that, you know, we should come to the studios more often and... he has to pander to everyone. So sometimes he'll pander to us and sometimes he'll pander to everyone else. Although the studios were much better. Like not just the sound quality, because I don't know if you need to add sounds of pots and pans after this. I mean, during this, our internet connections will take care of that.
Well said. Now tell me one thing, that putting the pan in pandemic, where did you get the line from?
Twitter,
exactly. Yeah, Twitter has been, I think, we don't have football to talk about. So a lot of us turn to Twitter, turn to Instagram, turn to, I don't know, what else do kids use these days? Hootsuite. Is that a social media platform? No.
No, man. That is a social media. It's not a social media platform. It's a scheduling tool which works for social media platforms.
Okay. So let's
TikTok.
TikTok, of course. I don't go much on TikTok. I know, Shivram, you're a big fan of it. But for this particular episode, are we're sticking to Twitter, no?
We are sticking to Twitter. But before that, I would like to acknowledge that you said the kids these days. And yeah. There is a reason why you're saying that. Is because Karthik has now officially turned 30. And that was last week, which was the 17th of March. So everyone, please tweet out with a happy birthday, Aya. And use hashtag #FootballShootball so he can return the favor.
Yeah. Thank you. I like the way you put it. I think your Instagram message to me was You're on the hill. Welcome on top of the hill.
Exactly on the hill. You're exactly on the hill.
I struggled to get the reference at first. Like, I was thinking, over isn't over the hill what people say, but now I realize this is the halfway point. So after it's all downhill from your own end.
Yeah. Exactly. Good job, Karthik.
Nice. Who was saying that wisdom comes after 30? Yeah, that was true, man.
I'm sure you would have only said it.
Sapra is turning 24 in September. But before we get into our ages, yes, this episode is going to be about our favorite tweets this week, because there is so much funny in these times on Twitter, and so much funny related to football. So what we'll use this episode is to talk about these and our reaction to those. So this is basically now a YouTube video.
Except it's not on video, and you have to listen to our voices. But there's one thing, like this guy on Twitter, is his handle Brad. His name is Brad, and I completely agree with him. You know, it's only been about 10 days since that Atletico Liverpool game in the Champions League, and for me it feels like so long, and I'm for sure for you guys as well it does. And he put out this tweet at Brad Yates. He says he will never ever make fun or take the piss out of watching Bournemouth versus Burnley on a Sunday in the Premier League again. And it's so true. I would rather see that 0-0 than this, what we are going through right now, where there is no football. Yeah,
it's funny. Sorry. Because I used to watch those games.
Are we presuming a Bournemouth Burnley is going to be a nil-nil?
I think just before the Premier League shutdown, it was Bournemouth and Burnley played, and it was a nil-nil draw. No,
I mean I didn't want to really say that, but I just read in the news. I think this was yesterday or earlier today, is that if Aubameyang leaves Arsenal, they're looking for Chris Wood as a backup. So please don't call Burnley on a Super Sunday doing a nil-nil against Bournemouth.
So you're saying Arsenal is a good team?
Ask Aubameyang, he'll tell you.
He's leaving. Jaate wakko kuch nahi bol sakte.
Yeah, well, it's pretty clear that Sapre has spent the week thinking of the transfers that is going to happen, you know, in the game. Although we don't know if football is only coming back, Sapre has already decided he's going to go into the transfer market for next summer. And there's one thing that he keeps making sure is that Aubameyang is leaving Arsenal. I think he's pushing that agenda so that it happens.
I'll tell you where this is coming from. I've been playing FIFA. To be honest, FIFA 17 on my Dell laptop for the past 1 week. And I've been trying to buy Aubameyang for a while now, and I can't because he's bloody too expensive. And secondly, it's about all the other, what are the objectives that I have to achieve in the manager mode I am not being able to achieve. The only objective therefore left for me to achieve is shirt sales. Therefore, I need a high profile.
Are you talking about your real life actual job, or are we still talking about FIFA?
Yeah, the line is pretty blurred there. So yeah, you guys are right. Playing FIFA on my Dell laptop sucks, but Twitter doesn't. And this is what I read. This was from Alex Goldberg. He's talking about home life without football. And I don't know why, but I can relate to this. He says, day one, wife is excited, mentions all the extra quality time I can now spend with her and our son. Day two, wife writes a 3-page letter to the Premier League office pleading for the suspension to be overturned. this could be very well my wife writing to my company to just stop work from home as a policy and get him to, you know, come to office.
Yeah, get out there and sell your t-shirts, man. I mean, this is not, you can't be doing it sitting from home.
Or not. I mean, just stay at home, Sapre. Don't listen to your wife for a year. But it's funny. I've seen a lot of people, and I also saw this tweet, really funny. A lot of people are actually buying, like hoarding a lot of stuff, like utilities and everything, because the eventuality is, you know, the fear is that people will run out of goods. And I saw this tweet, and it's funny because it's a long Twitter name. It says, number one for old school detective-based literature, and I don't know what that means. But the tweet was, and this is obviously someone in London or the UK, where it says, back from Tesco and they've completely run out of Bosnian central midfielders. People need to stop Pjanic buying. That made me laugh so much.
One's funny, dude. This one's really funny.
That's nice. But what's the one item you all have the most of at home? I'm not saying any of you all have hoarded. It's just the one item that you have the most.
I have a lot of strawberries at home.
Straw, that's rich, man. Like, shit.
Yeah, okay. That is rich. I have wet wipes. A lot of wet wipes. Not antibacterial wet wipes. Just wet wipes.
Just wet wipes, yeah.
Pup now, so I need to clean up behind her all the time.
No, fair enough. That's good. I mean, that's a better answer than strawberries.
What are you hoarding?
I don't know. I think I actually have hoarded atta. Like I have about, I think for just the two of us at home, there's about what, 5 kilos or 10 kilos of atta, which is a little too much.
It's not really, because 10 kg or 5 kg.
Yeah, so usually it comes in that big packet. Now there's nobody here to make rotis.
The definition of hoarded is wrong.
So that's the, yeah.
So you just kept it without using it. So that is hoarding. You're basically putting yourself out there as someone who's hoarded atta, 10 kgs.
Now, by next week, I promise I will feed someone 5 kgs of atta. Now, whether it's cooked or raw or anything, like...
Supriya is also going to write a letter to the Premier League now.
to health ministry, agriculture minister, shopkeepers union, I don't know what else is in Bangalore.
Okay, with that, I think we need to give everyone a quick breather and we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
And we are back. Dude, every time I refresh my Twitter feed, there are so many new jokes that are coming in. Not a lot of them are jokes. Some of them are reality. Like the next tweet that I'm going to read out, very close to my heart as a United fan. This one's from Vishal. Very lovely handle called Romeli Roti. He says, instead of clapping, we should all chant Corona's at the wheel from our balcony. It is scientifically proven to end careers.
Oh, that is funny. Hey, but then what if coronavirus buys Bruno Fernandes? Then there might be a chance.
If I can interject here, I'm sorry, I didn't get that one. What does it mean?
It's about a tweet about a club in the Premier League, so I'm not really surprised that you don't get it.
No, so what are they trying to say? That when you say always at the wheel. But his career is going fair well. Yeah, I mean, we discussed this two episodes ago that United are playing well. I'm not having this Romeli Roti. No, this is not.
I'm just saying every time people think Ole's career is starting to shine, something or the other happens. Transfer windows come into the picture. Injuries come into place. Viruses from Far East come and ruin it for him. You have to really clean that wheel once he leaves, I hope.
Do you say viruses or virus eye? Like, what is it?
Viruses.
Viruses, are you sure? Have I confused you enough?
I mean, I'm
you're going to have to check it now.
I have to be right.
Oh, this was a good...
Right if I'm confident.
it's like stimulus, stimuli. No, I don't
think. Yeah. Or cactus, cacti.
You're just giving exceptions to the rule. The exception is not the rule.
A virus is an exception. No, we don't get it. Like, it's not been there all the time. It's just come up suddenly.
Okay, we'll stick to Hindi. Ek virus, anek virus. Ek virus, anek virus.
Correct. Kafi virus hai. Achha, so I have a very topical tweet for this.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this, Shivram, by your tone and the fact that you're already laughing before reading this tweet out. I think who you're targeting, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, as you're absolutely right. This is about Tottenham. and very, very, very famous Arsenal handle, Gunnerblog, they're also verified. They put out a tweet, and this is in respect to people, you know, hoarding stuff and buying stuff off of supermarkets. They said, I haven't seen shelves this empty since Tottenham's trophy cabinet. Which is not true, actually.
That's not cool, man.
They did win the Audi Cup before preseason. So, I'm sure it has one cup.
Oh, I was thinking the other way is not true. That Tottenham's trophy cabinet is actually empty, whereas the stores still have Corona beer lying there, if you look at it.
No, this is Tottenham Hotspur. There's two clubs, one cup. Different video.
If you're below the age of 18, don't Google anything with those words in the same sentence. Like, don't.
Okay, let me correct that. I'm sure you guys have Googled this before. There is no need for you to Google it again. Everybody in the world knows what it is.
Sapre, I know for a fact we have 16 and 17 year olds who listen to this podcast. You can't be that guy.
How do you know that?
So because I write it on their Twitter handle, like XXX17. Not XXX, but their actual name.
Who you follow on Twitter?
Okay, hold on. You know what? Shiva just gave it away. He just said butt.
Oh God.
I don't know, man. Karthik, move on quickly.
We're moving on to a handle that probably goes along with what Sapre is saying. It's called Swearing Sports News. Okay? And at Swearing Sport, yeah, go follow this handle. It's damn funny. And this tweet, this, I'm sorry, but each time I laugh at this, it just gets funnier because, I mean, Sapre is obsessed with transfers, so he'll probably be able to relate to this. And at Swearing Sport tweets, I told the missus not to panic buy, you know, during this time of crisis. I've just walked into the kitchen and fucking Andy Carroll is sitting there.
Is this a joke at Liverpool or Newcastle or West?
Yeah, it has to be Liverpool, though, and I want it to be Liverpool come on, man. That was the biggest panic buy, like, ever.
In the history of Andy Carroll.
Yeah. What was it? But hadn't they sold... it was Torres, right? Torres to Chelsea, and they went in and bought...
Andy Carroll. For 35 million, if I remember.
Damn.
I'm saying even if they lose that Ryan Brewster guy to any club, they shouldn't still buy Andy Carroll.
Yeah.
Okay. I have what I think is the winner. Or actually, this would be in second place because a winner will happen after the break. So you will have to stay tuned, guys. But what I think comes in second place in this, or at least third place, because I think Karthik's, this one was really funny. But what, this is in third place, okay? And this is Jason Gay, who's at Jason Gay. And he put this out. And this is so funny. So you know that if in the future sport does resume, it will most likely be behind closed doors. Sapre, do you want to stop me before I read the tweet out?
No. I just wanted to check with Karthik. Karthik, should we put this tweet on fourth place? Since it's coming from Shiva.
That's very, very, very well done. I think you just took first place. Well done.
So, okay, very nice. Once you decide the schedule. So the tweet basically says, hear me out. Instead of no fans, just one fan for each team. It blew my mind. It'll be so funny to see just one guy sitting on both sides, or one girl, I don't know, man. But just one guy in the stadium screaming.
It makes you think. It's literally what he's saying. You're picturing it. There's no like hidden meaning behind all this.
Yeah. No, social distancing. One person.
That's actually funny, yeah.
I would recommend if there's a United match going on, I would want Eric Cantona as the only fan. He would bore the other fan by saying some random shit like he does at award ceremony.
Okay. Sapre, he would probably not bore the other fan. He would have assaulted the other. Yeah, exactly. Like, so.
Yeah.
Potatoes, potatoes. Fans.
So anyone listening in, the next time Sapre tells you that he's going to bore you, you know, you come prepared with your defenses, because the guy with strawberries is coming to fight. Okay, he's not coming there to... Yeah.
He only needs cream.
Hey, that reminds me, has Wimbledon been pushed or cancelled or anything?
Wimbledon's been quarantined. Oh, you mean the tournament?
I mean the tournament, yeah, not...
Oh my God.
Sorry, last episode we spoke about the fact that I went to London.
No, it's always about championship. Yeah, Sapre when Karthik is speaking. This is so mean, man. Just before we cut into the break, I have to tell you guys this. I just got a reminder from my calendar that Arsenal versus Southampton is in 15 minutes.
Oh, damn. That's upsetting.
That's upsetting. While we recover from how upset we are with no football and so many funny tweets, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
So I have an idea. Okay. Actually, I don't have an idea. It's Charles Watts at Charles_Watts who has this idea. He's like, and I completely agree though. He's like, just cancel the season because anyway, nothing's happening currently, and give the title to the team with the best kits. Okay. So in the Premier League, I think we can put Manchester City as relegation contenders for that awful lollipop kit that they came out with. You guys remember that kit, though? It was orange. And we used to get those 5 rupee lollies, you know, remember? Orange and mango, and it was like a mix of all of that. So I think City are down. City are definitely down because of that. My vote, but for this, if we had to give the title to the team with the best kit, would be for, I really liked Leicester's, was it second or third kit? That pink or peach? It was suave. And Sorensen used to look good in that. So
you should hold peaches, Karthik, to his strawberry. But that's a good contest to have. Supreme, mm-hmm. What do you think should win this season based on their kit?
अरे पता नहीं कपड़े उतर गए यहाँ पे लीक बंद हो गया क्या कि की बात कर रहे हो यार I really don't have a choice United is not winning use whatever parameters that you want to United is not winning this so I don't really have a choice दे दो आर्सेनल को दे दो भाई उनका किट तो अच्छा है हमेशा ही अच्छा होता है
हाँ for someone who has been only selling t-shirts on FIFA you should have more of an opinion about this I think
Karthik's point was the Leicester kit was good because Soyuncu looked good in that. I mean, matlab main kya bolu uske baad?
No, but the peach is nice, yeah. I mean, at least second place they should get.
Achha, theek hai. So I'll tell you who wins first. Arsenal, like Sabri said, wins first because there's a second kit, which is the away kit, the 1920 away kit, which is the yellow one, which with those designs on the top wins hands down. And not just because it looks fantastic, is because it's called the iconic bruised banana design. So anything that is called the bruised banana wins hands down. Yeah. It's basically yellow with black design on it. So it's a bruised banana. So like United after the Arsenal game, same color.
I talk about the Dortmund kit. Dortmund kit is also yellow and black. Yeah?
Not black. So it has like shades of black on it. Are you not
seeing the bruised banana? It's actually black, but then the opacity has been reduced.
Correct.
Nice.
Designer has entered the chat.
Technical award,
right? But I like that the eventuality of this award was between peaches, strawberries, and bananas.
Yeah.
And bananas will win always.
Bananas are the best, man. I mean, that there's no two ways about it.
Like, no point hoarding strawberries.
Yeah, without cream.
Without cream, yeah. No, but I think strawberries also are good. But I mean, nothing beats a banana, yeah. Like, absolutely nothing.
We've lost complete track. Sapre, do you want to bring us home?
By the way, the
best tweet. Unless, we could actually ask everyone who's listening in to tell us if they thought there is a better kit out there. What you need to do is tweet to us using hashtag footballshootball. Send us a picture of that jersey. And then we'll actually put out like a contest on our Instagram and Twitter to see who has the better kit. If one of you has the right answer, and of course there is no right answer, but if one of you gets voted right, let's see what we can do for you. We can't obviously come out and say hi, but we'll figure something out.
We'll send that fruit over.
One of those fruits.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely figure out a way to get a box of fruit to it'll have some strawberries and many bananas in it.
Right. My local chemist has some great ones.
What, strawberries or bananas?
Whatever fruit you like, Karthik.
Whatever fruit? Chemist keep fruit or what?
Karthik, get with it, man. Get with it. It's the flavor.
What? Some kind of Maradona type thing we're referencing
the flavor.
Now.
It's the flavor he's talking about.
Little Madonna than Maradona, but yeah, whatever.
Karthik, have you arrived at it?
Yeah.
Hey, this only goes on to prove Karthik takes time to arrive.
Well done. That's what she said. Bring us home.
There's a lot of.
I mean, this is the second time you keep saying bring us home. Just look where you are at. I don't get it.
That's true.
bring us to the studio. Is what we should be saying. This last tweet. This is funny in a different way. It's actual reality for people out there, and especially for people like Shivram and myself, whose clubs have been playing in the Europa League for I don't know how long, and will continue to do so for a while. Karthik is okay, not really counted for this. This one's from Sharky. His handle is at Oh No Sharky. Very nice. Day 14 without football, I'm getting desperate. Give me a Apoel Nicosia versus FC Krasnodar in the Europa League preliminary rounds, and I'm watching it like a World Cup final. Yeah, I don't really laugh because this is what we otherwise also do. It could be 14 days without football, 3 days without football, 2 nights without football, or Super Sunday with Burnley, Bournemouth. It relates with everything. But yeah, desperate times, yeah. There has been no football. I don't know what to do here. It's just getting a little boring. I mean, it's good that there is no football. And Gareth Southgate has made a good point. People are wanting him to become the next PM of Britain after Boris Johnson, or whatever. But yeah, it's getting pretty boring. I don't know what else to do.
But I have a suggestion. Yeah, I have a suggestion here. But there is a lot. Thankfully, clubs are also realizing that, and leagues are also realizing that they need people coming back to their platform. So there's a lot of archival content that people are putting up for free. Like YouTube just put up, I think one of our friend of the podcast, Karan, shared with us that they just put up the 2018 FIFA World Cup movie. FIFA have put up on their YouTube channel. So you can go and check out a lot of archival content. My recommendation and what I went and watched in the last week was there was this time 10 years ago in the Europa League where this club were 3-1 down from Juventus and they came back to a place called Craven Cottage and won 4-1 and actually knocked Juventus out of the Europa League then. And this club, Fulham, went on to reach the Europa League final, and that entire run is on Fulham TV. So you can go and watch it until the final, which they haven't uploaded. Okay, so you can watch it.
What happened in the final, Karthik?
Damn that Diego Forlan, idiot. The celebrity world is filled with Fulham fans. Okay, it is a fact. I am not joking about this. It is a fact of life. Only Liverpool have more celebrity fans than Fulham do.
I have such a dreadful joke to make. I'm admitting it's going to be dreadful. Fulham TV in India is called Setmax because they play movies which are full ham.
Oh my wow. God.
Yeah, this is what, oh my God. This is what is happening to me.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I think
we should just end it.
We should. No, but yeah, I mean, guys, everyone, please stay clean, stay safe, stay at home as much as you can. If you can earn a living sitting at home, please do so.
Yeah. So yes. be like Akshay Kumar from Waqt Hamara Hai, where Anupam Kher, who plays his father, says ki usko pani aur sabun se itne mohabbat hai ki wo din mein teen baar nahata hai. So you guys can also do that. Also,
if someone's taking a bath 3 times a day, I don't think he's taking a bath 3 times a day to go to the loo.
Ooh.
Boys,
yeah. I take one bath once in 3 days, so I have no idea. Also, if you're wondering why this episode is called PK, that's because the Arjun Award and Padma Shri Award winner, former Indian football player and captain and coach, PK Banerjee, died this last week in Kolkata for a prolonged illness. So, our condolences to everybody. I think it's a big loss. He also scored in that final where India won the gold.
And I just want to add to that, Mr. PK Banerjee, he had even greater success. I mean, a lot more success as a coach. It is absolutely remarkable. I mean, you just go online and you see the number of trophies he has won with National Football Leagues, with Mohan Bagan and East Bengal. He coached both of them. I mean, there are... I'm looking at it on my computer screen right now, and literally there are about 20 trophies that this guy has won over the course of his career, if not more. I think it's even more than that. And I think one of the biggest achievements as a coach this time was the bronze in the Asian Games that he had got as coach of India in 1970. But just, yeah, rest in peace, PK Banerjee, one of India's stalwarts, one of Indian football's stalwarts over the last, 100 years.
So if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM Network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm Fickleberry Hun on Twitter and Instagram. That's Huckleberry Finn, but fickle.
And if you want to reach out to me, I am Sapre on Twitter and G Sapre on Instagram.
You can reach out to me at iRant, which is IYERANT on Twitter and Instagram. This is Football Should Ball. Recognize.